Crosby, Stills, and Nash drummer Dallas Taylor dies by Steve Helling. People. When he got older, Taylor became an alcohol and drug interventionist in Los Angeles. Dallas W. Taylor, the prolific drummer best known for his work with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, died on Sunday. He was 66. The news was posted by his wife, Patty McGovern Taylor, on her Facebook page. This morning at 2:30 a.m., I lost the love of my life, Dallas W. Taylor, she wrote. He came into my life almost 18 years ago and saved me as much as I may have saved him. To me, he was just a good man, a good friend, a good father, a good grandfather, or pop-pop, a great drummer and much beloved by many, she continued. He will be missed beyond words. It is so very hard to imagine my life without him by my side, but I feel his love even as I write these words. With Crosby, Stills, and Nash, he performed throughout the late 1960s, including the period when they added Neil Young. Taylor, who appeared on 7 hit albums, was the band's drummer when they performed at Woodstock in 1969. But his drug habit ultimately cost him his gig with the legendary Rockers. He was fired by the band in 1970 after their classic album Deja Vu. When he got older, Taylor became an alcohol and drug interventionist in Los Angeles. Once credentialed to treat addictions, he initially began working with troubled teens before treating adults who grappled with drug and alcohol abuse. His friend, comedian Richard Lewis, tweeted, "Dallas Taylor died, but his legendary drummer status lives on, as do thousands of recovering addicts he saved, including me." In addition to his wife, Taylor is survived by his son, Dallas Jr., daughter Lisa, and 5 grandchildren.